Welcome back to the podcast. This is a really exciting episode. I'm going to be going through how to build a 6 to 7 figure business, even if you have no money. You don't need money to start a business. I find this actually very, I understand why people have this perception that you need money to start a business. That's not the case. You can start a business for free. You can start making money right now, today, with a business, helping people, changing lives, and yeah, making good money, and you don't need any money to get started. So I'm going to be going very tactical today. A lot of my podcasts and majority of my work is probably more mindset based, because that's what my my biggest skill and passion and my purpose is to heal and raise consciousness. So that's my biggest passion. But I do also love and enjoy the tactics of actually building a business. For me, a business just allows you to amplify the impact that you make. Because I love what I do, and I work with clients one-on-one, which is beautiful, it's meaningful, but I can only help people that, if that's all I do, that's all I can help people, I can only help one person at a time. So I'm limited to the amount of impact that I can have on people, right? And this world. So by building a business, you want to build a business that can serve more people, which is a fuller, bigger expression of who you are and what your purpose is. So that's why I've enjoyed it. I've built, just for people that don't know who I am, my name is Lewis Huckstep. I'm a mindset coach. I help people unlock their full potential and have a fulfilling life on their terms. So I work mainly with business owners, or people just who are high in their career or just want to grow and want to level up. And I do a lot of work in relationships as well. A bit of my background, just to give you a bit of, I guess, qualifying for me to be making this video. By the age of 22, I had 3 bricks and mortar businesses doing over 7 figures in revenue with a team of 15. I've sold 2 of those businesses. I have 1 gym, so I still have it. I literally trained there this morning, so I just got back from there about 2 hours ago, and or about an hour ago, and I still train there. I've got a team there that runs the whole business without me. We're profitable by about $2,000 a week. So we do about sort of $7,500 a week in revenue right now, about $5,500 in weekly expenses. We're making about $2,000 in profit, and I do 1 hour of work per week. So I've built a business that runs without me, that I do 1 hour there per week. So I've built the business, I've removed myself from the business, and the business runs without me, and I can live off that full time. And now I'm building a coaching business, which is what I love. It's my biggest passion. And I'm making 7 figures doing this with literally a VA. I started for free. I didn't need any money to get started with this. And my overheads are like ridiculously low. It's like literally like $1,000 to $2,000 a month. Like that's literally it. So it's really, really, I'm very proud of the achievements I've done. And I'm teaching this and giving this back because I wish I had someone showing me how to do this. I've paid a lot of money to mentors and masterminds, and I've read a lot of books and obviously take a lot of action, but I wish someone was showing me how to do this for free as well. So hopefully you guys get some value from this. And I would recommend, if you're not already, watch the video version of this podcast. I believe the video is on obviously YouTube, and I believe Spotify. I don't think Apple Podcast does the video. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. But if you're not watching the video, I would actually recommend swapping over to YouTube or Spotify. Ideally YouTube, because I'm working on building up my YouTube channel. And consume the video, because I am actually going to show you my screen today. I'm actually going to show you my business. I'm actually going to show you behind the scenes of my business today, to show you what I do on a daily basis to run a 7-figure business, how to get started, what do you do? And yeah, hopefully you guys get a lot of value from this. So with all that being said, if you haven't already, please like this video. Please subscribe if you haven't already. It does mean the world. It just shares the video with more people so I can help more people, change more lives, and have a bigger impact on this planet, because we're only here for a short period of time. And yeah, I want to leave a big impact here. So let's get started. I want to just pre-frame, because today is going to be very tactical. So success for me is 2 things. It's the 20% skill sets, which is what we're doing today, 80% mindset, because the mindset for me is more important. Because you can give 2 people the exact same opportunity, skill sets to go do something. One person with the right mindset will go crush it, build a great business, have a beautiful life, and kill it. One person without the right mindset, who has limiting beliefs, trauma, who's anxious, who gets triggered, who's unmotivated, who gets in their own way, who has all this fear, this overwhelm, they're not going to do anything, because the mindset for me is more important. So I just want to frame that all the tactics I'm going to give you today don't fucking matter if you haven't done the inner work yet. Now, just to disclaim that as well, it's not about waiting until you're quote done and perfect to get started. I love the term, and I'm going to use it probably throughout this podcast, excuse me, that you fix the plane as you fly it. So you want to take action, but also work on the plane. You want to fly the plane while you're fixing the plane. So you want to fix, quote, you, work on you, do the inner work, get clear on your values, your purpose, your mission, your vision, do the healing, do the rewiring, do the inner work while you're taking the action. Because I'm guaranteeing you right now, if your business is plateaued, you're not growing, or you're going up, going down, and you're not really thriving, or you haven't even started the business, I guarantee you it's in your head, okay? Because the tactics are fucking easy. Google it. Chat GPT. Go literally type in the answers. It's going to give you something to at least help you move forward. Once you get to a certain level of success and size with your business, then you do need very nuanced advice. But I'm just saying, for majority of people that are making less than 6 to 7 figures, a lot of it's just honestly in your own head, okay? So that's just my disclaimer. I'm going to be very tactical today. So I'm literally giving you the steps right here, right now, so you can actually fucking start a business, start making money literally today if you get started. But if you haven't addressed this stuff yet, I would encourage you to also do that as well. And again, if you like my vibe, then maybe you want to work with me on that level. With that being said, I'm going to share my screen. So if you are not looking at my screen right now, this is my screen. This is this document I'm showing you right now is essentially the work I do with clients from a business level. I have another document, which is all about the personal stuff. I'm not doing that today. We're doing practical business stuff. So these are all the, for me, some of the main steps. There's more within this, but these are the main steps when it comes to running a business and actually, again, helping people, making money, doing what you love. So I'm assuming by now, you know your values, you know your purpose, you know your mission, you know your vision, and you've done enough inner work to a level where you're willing and courageous enough to take action, put yourself out there, get uncomfortable, ask people to give you money, sell shit, make videos, make posts. Like, you've got that level of inner work done. Because if you don't, and again, you're too fearful, you're overwhelmed, you're scared, you're anxious, you're fearful, then you probably want to do a bit more inner work before you get into a business. Because the reality is, no one gives a fuck how successful you are in business. They don't give a shit whether you've got enough money to pay your bills or not. Every competitor is out there to take your clients, whether you're paying your rent or eating food or not. And that's just the brutal truth of business. I'm not here to sugarcoat shit for you. That's the fucking truth. So I would encourage you, again, keep working on you, healing you, working on your stuff, so you are better, the best version of you. You're not being the limited version of you. So let's go through here. So firstly, I start off with, what is an entrepreneur? So an entrepreneur for me is someone who solves problems, okay? We have a cause, we have a purpose, we're here of service, and we're here to solve problems and give back to humanity, and we build a business model that allows us to do more of that and impact more people. It amplifies the work that we want to do. From there, you want to find your niche. What is the niche of who you serve? Who are you helping? Who are you serving? What's your dream avatar? I'm going to get into this soon. You want to gather market research. I'm just going to give you a quick summary of this because I want to get into some actually step-by-step stuff today. You want to create your product and service. You want to come up with a customer journey. Get clear on the values, the purpose, the mission of the business. So really articulate that and refine that down. You want to set up the business, start making sales, learn how to sell, I should say. Learn how to market. So how to get leads, how to nurture leads, how to run ads. You want to start making your first sales, get clear on your org chart, get clear on job descriptions, what your dream day is, get clear on your numbers. What are your KPIs? How many offers do you need to do? How many bookings do you need to have? What are your conversion rates? What is your cost per lead, etc. You want to get clear on how to hire people so you can then start to delegate and scale and remove yourself from parts of the business. Learn how to fire correctly, because that was a challenging lesson for me to learn. Create job descriptions, how to onboard and delegate, how to lead your team, how to plan your business, accounts and legals, and then how to scale your business. So that's just a big overview. So you might want to maybe screenshot that or have a look through those. Those are kind of the big, broader steps of what needs to be done to run a business. But now I'm actually going to go through tactics, okay? So tactically, what are we going to be doing? So first things first, what I would be doing if right now you're like, I want to run a business, I want to make more money, I want to help more people. These are the 4 steps that I would get you to do right here, right now to start to actually do that. And you can literally get started right now for free. So firstly, the question I have for you, what value do you have to give others? What do you have? Because if you genuinely have no value, then you're probably not ready for a business. You might want to, well, with that being said, you might want to start a different style of business. So as an example, when I first started my business journey, had no fucking value to add. I didn't really have anything. I had a little bit. I knew fitness. I was a qualified personal trainer, but I didn't have that much value to add. So I did a network marketing business where, if you're not familiar with network marketing, the unconscious term is a pyramid scheme, but it's a network marketing, multi-level marketing business, where you essentially are the third party and the middleman for someone else's product. So you pretty much sell someone else's product for them And you get paid for that, and you can build a downline, you get passive income, scalable income. It's really awesome. So if you haven't got value in you, you probably want to find a product or service that you can sell that in itself is the value. You're just the middleman. And that's where I started with. But if you want to start a business now, say you're a coach, you've got value to add, you want to be a service-based business, then you would just want to get clear on what value can you literally add to other people. Do you understand nutrition? Do you understand mindset? Do you understand relationships? Do you understand finances? Do you understand parenting? Do you understand image? Like how to dress well, how to have confidence with the way you present yourself. Like what value do you have for yourself to add to others? Now, ideally, it is aligned with what you love, because when what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. So ideally, it's in alignment with your purpose. And that's why I recommend doing that stuff first. So you know your values, you know your purpose. You want to build a business in alignment with that. So you're not just doing shit to make money. Now, you might come to the point where you might say, well, I actually don't have much value to add. Well, if that's the case, I would recommend go learn that value. Go get the reps in. Go learn how to add value to people in a way that's meaningful to you. That might be going and studying a certification. That might be going working for someone for free. That might be going and working a part of another business to learn the skills and shit that you want to learn so you can add value to someone else in your own business. The thing is, like, to actually run a business and to add value to people, you need to be able to add value to people. So if you've got no value to add because you're brand new, you're just getting started, that's cool. Go find how you can add value to people and go learn, go get certified, go get ready for that. Now, I'm assuming you're at that point. You're like, you know what? I love nutrition. I love fitness. I love parenting. I love relationships. I love finances. I love marketing. I love branding. I love e-commerce. I love whatever it may be. It doesn't matter. What is the value that you have that you can add to people? Now, the second point, what problems can you solve? What problems are you able to solve? Because I want you to remember this line right here. Solutions have no value. I'll say that again. Solutions have no value. Now, that might be confusing for some people that haven't heard this before. Solutions have no value. The value comes from the problem that you solve. I'm going to use a really silly example because someone told me this years ago. I've just held on to it. Say you've got a lady or a man, but probably women, a lady who is very insecure with her body image, and she got offered, or she wants to go get her breasts done and get a boob implants to increase her body image and she's more confident. Some women pay like $10,000 plus just to get that service and that product done. They pay to solve the problem of body image and self-confidence. Now, if the same plastic surgeon came up to me and said, Lewis, I would love to offer you a breast implant operation, to me, I would probably say no. I say, no, thank you. That's not for me. And if he turns around, or he or she turns around and says, you know what, Lewis, I'm going to give you a great deal today. I'm going to give you 50% off. I'd say, no, I don't want it. I'm not interested. They said, I'm going to give you 80% off. I'd say, I'm not interested. They said, I'm going to give it to you for free. I said, no, I'm not interested. I'm going to pay you to get it done. I'm going to pay you to have my services. I'm going to say, no, I'm not interested. Why? Because I don't have the problem that service solves. So don't get obsessed with your product. Yes, you want to have value to add. Get obsessed with the problem that you're solving and become a fucking master at solving that problem. That's where you should always be upskilling and refining yourself and refining your product to make it just a better experience and service or product to solve the problem that you're solving. So once you're clear on your value that you can add, so you're good at nutrition, you're good at wellness, you're good at whatever, you're good at whatever, you're good at whatever, what problems that are in the marketplace that you can solve and you're good at solving? And ideally, again, you enjoy solving as well. What are those problems? It might be confidence, might be self-worth, it might be financial stress, it might be intimacy in relationships, it might be having clarity for people's lives, it might be, like for me, helping people heal from trauma, heal from their past, work on their self-confidence, get clarity for their life, work on their triggers and their relationships, build more intimacy with their relationships, attract the right partner for their relationships, know how to build a business, know how to make more money, know how to have a more fulfilled life. These are all the problems that I solve doing what I do. So get clear on what problems can you solve for people, okay? Now, the next step, and I don't want to go too detailed on all of these because all of these topics could have their own 1 hour podcast just on that. So I'm just giving you kind of like a sample of everything. You then want to get clear on the avatar. What is the avatar that you are serving? Who has those problems that you can serve? And these are a couple of tips I have for that. And I have this in the course that I was showing you before. So I'll scroll down. Hopefully I'll find this quickly. I didn't really prepare too much for this. But essentially, now I go through like how to find your niche. So we go through health, wealth, and relationships. All products and services pretty much fall into those buckets. But you want to go layers deep, like an example. So you might help people with wealth. Now, layer one might be making money. Then layer two, business owners making money. Three, layer three is online business owners making money. Four, online coaching business owners making money. Layer five, high ticket online coaching business owners make money. And then your niche might be, I help online coaches sell high ticket programs to 5x their income. So it's more specific on who it is that you're talking to. So you want to get really, really clear. I'll use another one for you guys. Say relationships. I help people in relationships. Layer one of that might be dating. Layer two, confidence with dating. Layer three, women's confidence with dating. Layer four, single mums confidence with dating. Layer five, busy single mums confidence with dating. And this is might be your niche. I help busy single mums improve their confidence to date and attract the right person for their relationship. So you want to get clear on who's the avatar that you're serving. And I want to give another caveat to this because some of the questions I get you to ask is number one, can you genuinely help this person? Can you actually solve this problem? Now, hopefully you've done these steps correctly. So yes, you can. Can you actually help this person with this problem? Number two, and this is a key one for me. Can this market afford your solution? Now, this might sound, people may judge me for what I'm about to say, and I'm totally okay with that. When I first started my journey with coaching people and helping people, I was probably more passionate about like anxiety and depression and healing trauma because that was my biggest pain points. We generally, a lot of the time, business owners become, they like to help themselves from a couple of years ago. Like you were your ideal client, so you like to help people who were in this position you were because you've been able to help yourself and now you want to give back to others. That's a very common theme when it comes to business owners. So because I was anxious, I was depressed, I had all this trauma and I've healed it and I've worked through it, I'm like, I want to go help these people. Now again, this will sound quite bad for some people, but because I was putting out content around healing traumas, healing triggers, healing anxiety, healing depression, I was attracting people who obviously resonated with that. But a lot of those people, with all love and respect to them, a lot of them didn't have any money. A lot of them had no money to invest into themselves because they were probably a little bit too early on their journey to work with someone like me for, again, the price point that I'm offering and how I'm helping people, which again, that's why I put out so much free content. That's why I do podcasts. I'm writing a book to help those types of people. I've got obviously a lot of free content I put out there. But just something that really shifted my business, and I went from making literally like sort of $3,000 to $5,000 a month to $100,000 a month, between sort of 30 to 100 at the moment, is just getting clear on who is the highest quality avatar with those problems. I'll say that question again. Who is the highest quality avatar who has those problems? Because a business owner still has a lot of I didn't realize how big it is, but so many business owners have lack of confidence. They're actually compensating through their business to make up from their pains and hurts and wounds from their childhood. It actually blows my mind the majority of people are actually in that bucket. So many business owners are stressed as shit. So many business owners have a lot of unhealed trauma. A lot of business owners don't know what their purpose is. They're unfulfilled. So it's like I'm solving the same problem. I'm just targeting a different avatar. So just a hot tip, because it really, really helped me with my business journey, is just get clear on who is the best avatar for you to actually work with, okay? So I hope that made sense. Now, we're going to move on to offers. So this is step three, just to read those back. Step one, you get clear on the value that you can add to others. Step two, you're clear on the problems that you can solve for others. So what problems are you solving and you're going to get paid to solve those problems? And then a caveat to that was who's the best quality avatar that has those problems? Don't go to the lowest pile because, again, there's a quote that I got told, there's no benefit in being the second cheapest, okay? You either want to be right down the bottom, be the cheapest, like a Costco or like a really cheap product, or you want to be like at the high end. And that's just my beliefs anyways, and that's what's really served me. Now, I want to show you this. So this is called the four product kingdom. If anyone knows who Lewis Mocker is, I'm pretty much modeled what he does. He calls it the four product empire. And this is what really, really helps me. So what I would be coming to now, so you're now clear on the value you have, you're now clear on the problems you solve, you're now clear on the avatar who has those problems, who also has the money that you have to actually pay you for you to solve these problems. You then want to bottle your service. You want to commercialize and productize what it is that you do. Because some people, and I've worked with a lot of coaches now, all of their service and value they have is in their own fucking head. And there's nothing wrong with that. But again, that limits the amount of people you can help, because you can only help people that you're speaking in front of. Like, you need to productize what it is, bottle up what you can, and then sell that bottle and build a business that allows you to sell that bottle to as many people as you can. So you want to come up with four offers. So you want to come up for me. Now, you start with one, and I'm going to show you which ones I would recommend starting with. But majority of businesses will end up looking like what you're seeing on your screen right now. If you're not watching the video, watch the video, because you're seeing some beautiful diagrams and images from it. But most product or businesses will have some variation of this at some point. They won't all obviously start here, but they'll work their way up here. So a high ticket product. So that is the premium experience that you can give to someone. Now, I could go into I could do a podcast on each of these individual products, but when it comes to high ticket, your premium, that is the best service you can give someone. For a lot of service-based businesses like coaches or consultants, it's probably going to be a done-for-you service or a one-on-one service done with you, okay? So for me, it's literally working with me as a one-on-one client. That's my high ticket. That's my premium offer, is we work together. I've got today on my calendar, I have 3 one-on-one clients today. So I've got 3 hours of one-on-one coaching with an individual. They have access to me through messages as well. They get other things included. I'm not going in to make an offer today, but I'm just giving you an overview, like I said. So what's your high ticket offer? What is the best experience you can give and service you can give to someone that you can charge the highest amount for? What does that look like? Again, one-on-one service is going to be quite common for a lot of people in this one. So what was that? I actually recommend starting with this one, okay? And I'm not going to explain why, because this will take too long, but I recommend starting with this one, okay? I would recommend working on a core offer, because once this is, I guess you've learned how to sell this and get clients through this and get results through this, you're going to run out of people. You're going to run out of time, because this is going to require the most amount of your time, your high ticket offer. You then want to come up with a core offer, which is a scalable version of what you do, where you actually solve the same problems. Some people get confused that these need to solve different problems. No. They pretty much solve the same or similar problems. They're just delivered in a different way. Again, it's like, say you go to the mechanic shop and they show you what's wrong, and they tell you what's wrong with your car, and they say, hey, look, do you want to go do that yourself, or do you want us to do it for you? Majority of people, unless you're handy with your tools, you're going to pay the mechanic to do it. So that's probably their premium service. A service they could have is, look, we'll tell you what's wrong, we'll run the test, we'll tell you what's wrong with your car, and you got to go fix it yourself, okay? So again, it's the same problem, it's just solved in different deliverable ways. So the core product for me, I have an online course. So my course is essentially teaching the same thing I'm probably going to teach these guys. Now, a disclaimer is, depending on the person that's coming to me, I might be solving different problems. So again, that's a conversation later. But your core offer is going to majority do the same thing your high ticket does, with less touch points with you as the individual or your team, if you've got team at this point as well. So what's your core product? And it wants to be more scalable. So like my online course, I have about 30 or 40 people going through that right now all around the world. So I could have, say I had 1,000 people sign up to that, I'd be very happy with that right now today. All of them can go through it and it's scalable. I don't need to talk to those 1,000 people one-on-one every day. Obviously don't have that much time, right? So that's why this is more scalable. And then I can get people in the future. I'm going to have salespeople. They're going to sell this for me. I'm doing all the sales myself for now, but in the future, I'll have that. Now, also a subscription offer. So this is where you want to build recurring revenue. It's going to be, again, it's going to solve the same problem a lot, I guess, lesser than the other two. And it's a lot cheaper. So high ticket, a lot more expensive. Core product, it's still, for me, I still recommend high ticket, but you still want to have it a lot less than your premium service. And then your subscription is, you want it to be really, really cheap. It is obviously solving problems, but not to the degree that these two are, because they're your premium higher tickets core products, okay? You then obviously want intro products, because this is the cliche example. Say you walk into a bar and there's a beautiful woman or guy there. You walk up to them and say, hey, pleasure to meet you. My name's Lewis. Will you marry me? Not many people are going to say yes to that. I'd be surprised if anyone does. That's essentially coming up to someone saying, hey, I hope you're having a great day. Would you be interested in paying me $20,000 to work with me as a one-on-one client? Not many people are going to say yes to that. They're like, who the fuck are you, first and foremost? You don't even know who I am. You don't know what problems I have. Do I even know that you can solve my problems? I don't know. Have any trust or rapport I don't know who you are. Like, it's comical to just try do that. So you want to have a free offer, whether it's a, like, content could be, I guess you could view that as an offer, but generally it's going to be something like a lead magnet. So something like a free ebook, a downloadable report, probably a strategy session. So I offer strategy sessions. So if I was to show you quickly for people that are watching my screen, so this is my calendar right now. I've got a call coming up very, very soon. These little blue ones, these are my strategy calls. So you can see I've got a nice juicy looking calendar this week coming ahead. These red ones are my one-on-one clients. So I've got about 5 or 6 clients at the moment. So these are my my strategy calls. These are free. So it's an intro offer to connect with me so we can run through, again, what are the things that I can help you with, okay? So that's an example of a core offer or an intro offer. What is something that's free or very, very cheap? It might be $20. It might be $15. It might be $50. I guess what's cheap in your industry, because industries might be different, might be $100. That could be an intro offer for some people. Like physios or chiropractors or masseuses might do like a free massage to get started, or a half price massage to get started, or whatever it may be. But you want to have free stuff to, again, start to add value. You want to nurture these people before just asking them to marry you. You want to go on a couple dates. You want to wine and dine them. You want to connect with them. You want to build rapport with them before you ask them to marry you, okay? So you want to come up with those. Again, that's a conversation itself. I'll be here for 2 hours if I just go through that. But come up with what are the problems that you're solving and actually solve problems. All of these products in themselves, by themselves, need to be solving a problem. You can't, this is what some people fall into a trap to, is I'll give you like an intro offer where they'll give you like a shitty lead magnet where they'll tell you like how to lose weight and how to be healthy, where they'll actually only give you 50% of the answers, where you actually can't take any action with it, and then say, to get the other 50%, book in for a call with me. No. Your every single offer in itself needs to be fucking incredible. So your free offer or your cheap offer. I've had strategy calls when people weren't the right fit for me, or it just wasn't meant to be, and we haven't moved forward and done paid work together. But they literally send me messages and say, that was such an incredible call. I got so much value out of that. It was life-changing. I've had that from strategy calls. They're essentially sales calls / strategy calls for me. And I make them valuable. I make my lead magnets valuable. I make my core product, I make all my products fucking incredible. You need to actually sell good shit, right? And this comes back to probably the point I said at the start. Make sure that you've actually got value to add. Make sure you've got, you can actually solve people's problems, okay? So that's step 3, is come up with your offers. So this is a good little sort of visual of how to do so. So start with that. I would recommend start with your high ticket product, because you can, for a lot of people, you can actually start doing that straight away. You can actually start coming up with what can you do, what value do you have, what resources do you have, and then what problems can you solve? You can actually start helping people with that straight away. Then I would recommend have a free offer straight away, because you can do like a free intro call, a strategy session, a free PT session, a free massage to get started, whatever it may be. And then start putting a lot of value in crafting this core offer, which then you can help the masses with. That would be my recommendations. And then long-term, build a subscription. I would recommend building this one last. That's just my personal recommendation, but that's up to you guys, okay? Now, from there, let's review. You've now got clear on the value that you had. And again, you always upskill yourself, always learn, always evolve, always improve your product and your service. 2, you're very, very clear on the problems that you solve and the highest quality avatar who has those problems. Fantastic. You've now got some great offers. You've got a premium offer. You've got a core offer. You've got a very free, cheap, amazing lead magnet or intro offer, and later on a subscription offer as well. And then it comes to marketing. This is literally it. Now just start marketing. Now, this sounds very, very simple. Talk to people. Literally just talk to people. This is I'm going to give you very, very tactical shit. People pay me thousands of dollars to tell you what I'm about to tell you. So listen up. This is what I get my clients to do. So on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, this is what you're going to do. In the morning and in the afternoon, you're going to do this, okay? You're going to do this twice a day. You're going to add, follow, or connect with 20 people. So each platform, 20 people twice a day. So let me do the maths on that. So you've got 20, 40, 60 in the morning. And again, in the afternoon, that's 120. 120 times 7, I think it's like 840, give or take. It's around that number. That's 840 people that you're connecting with daily. The reason I do this, each platform will block you and there's limitations on adding too many people, following too many people, connecting with too many people. There's limitations. So if you do 20 in the morning, 20 in the afternoon, it gives you enough time to do that. And because there's three platforms, you've got enough volume to get the actual reps in, to get the actual results you're looking for. Because this was a bit mind-blowing to me when I learned this, only 3% of any marketplace is actually ready to buy. So if you talk to 100 people or give 100 offers, chances are only 3 of them are actually ready to actually make a decision. There's people that are gathering market research and there's people that are they're almost ready, but they're not quite ready. So this is why you want to nurture people, build email lists, build contacts lists, add more value, have follow-up sequences. There's a lot more to what I'm showing you guys obviously today. I'd have to talk to you for fucking 50 hours to give you guys all the value. But you guys can see the point of what I'm getting to is make sure that you're doing enough volume to actually account for the amount of people that are actually interested. So you're connecting and these, and just so I get clear, I'm not saying message them straight away. I'm saying add them, follow them, add them, connect with them. Some people are, oh my God, I don't want to connect with strangers. I don't want to follow all these fucking people. Then don't fucking run a business, champion. Don't, if you're not willing to do that, don't fucking think you're going to run a business. You got to get uncomfortable. You got to get out there. Now, you can obviously build businesses that are like e-commerce funnels where your face is in there. That's cool. That's not, I don't know how to do that. That's not what I do. I build service-based businesses, bricks and mortar, network marketing. So again, if you're looking to build an e-commerce business, and this is probably, you shouldn't, you probably got some value from this call, but this podcast, but probably not too much. But anyways, you want to start connecting with people, adding people, etc. Now that's 840. Now, will all of them connect with you back? No, of course not. So then you start to connect with the people that do. So let's say 300 of them add you back, follow you back, connect with you back. Beautiful. Then have a conversation with them. Say, hey, Sarah, nice to connect with you. Thank you for connecting with me. My name's Lewis. What do you do with yourself? How are you today? What do you do? Fantastic. Then you want to give them an offer. Now, again, you will pull the Band-Aid off and you'll get used to this. There's a healthy way to do it. Don't say, hey, would you be interested in buying a program off me for $20,000? No, they're not going to say yes to that. So, hey, look, Sarah, I just wanted to let you know, I'm actually a mindset coach. I help people do X, Y, Z, A, B, C. And I'm actually looking for 5 people to work with intimately because I've only got space for 5 people. I'm just curious, do you know anyone who might be interested in working on those things? Or are you actually interested in that yourself? Again, that's a very neutral, friendly, genuine way of actually asking people. Now, again, this might blow your mind. Do 200 of those a day. I do 200. Start with 100. Start with 50. Start with something. Start with 100 at least, okay? Work your way up to 200. And then people will say, well, how do you do so many all the time? That's when you pay assistants to do that. That's when you get systems, you get processes, you pay people to do that. It's like, that's what comes down the line. But at the start, for free, that's what you got to do. You've got to put the reps in. You've made your product. You know the value. Sorry, you know the value that you can add. You know the problems that you can solve. You've made your offers, and you found your dream avatar, the highest quality avatar that you can work with. You've now got your offers. Now you go talk to people, offer it to people, post content, post on socials, DM people, talk to as many people. If you talk to 10,000 people who are within that avatar of who you can serve and who you can help, and you offer them an irresistible offer, which is actually valuable, I guarantee you're going to have clients. Well, then they're going to say yes to that. Then you give it to them and then you jump on a call with them and then you sell them depending on the product. But yeah, that's essentially the process, guys. And you do that and then there's KPIs and then there's stuff and blah, blah, blah. But you literally do this. I'm doing this right now. There's more depth to what I'm talking about, but I'll be here for 10 hours giving you guys all the details. This is where maybe you want to work with me in detail. I can obviously build this out with you and for you, but you literally do what I'm saying. You will make money. You will have a calendar like mine, like I showed you, where I think I've got 20 sales calls this week. Let's say 50% rock up. There's 10. Say I sell 3 of them and they're all high ticket. I'm making over $10, $20, $30, $50,000 this week just from doing exactly what I'm telling you. And I do this much paid marketing. I don't spend a dollar on paid marketing. It's all organic. I talk to people all the time. I obviously post a lot of content. So I'm a very organic marketer where I'm posting content and adding value to the marketplace. That's what I'm doing. So I hope this helped. I hope this you got some value from this. If you've got any thoughts, comment down below. Any questions, if you want me to go into certain topics, just comment down below. I read all of my comments and I respond to all of my comments too. If you're interested in working with me, either from the personal side, the trauma, the healing, the limiting beliefs, the confidence and all that stuff, or you actually want help commercializing yourself and building your business and actually going into the details, I give all my frameworks. I give my clients my funnels. I give my clients my automations. I literally give it all to my clients. Yeah, if that interests you as well, guys, then go to the caption below. There is an offer for you. A lead magnet or a irresistible offer for you is a free strategy call with me. It's with me personally. It's not with my team. It's with me personally for 45 minutes. So you have a 45-minute conversation with me where I'm going to get to know you, hear what your problems are, show you how to solve them. And if we're a good fit together, we can look at doing some work together if there's alignment there. There's my intro irresistible offer for you. It's in the caption below. Book in. If that inspires you to do so. I appreciate you guys. Share this with a friend you think will get value from this. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I appreciate you guys. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.